This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Russian lawmaker has encouraged residents in rebel-held territories in Ukraine to join the Russian army. We get more from AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
The move by Viktor Vododatsky is a sign that Russia is continuing to try to integrate rebel-controlled areas as much as possible. Vododatsky's announcement comes as the West worries that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. The offer is to residents with Russian passports living in the regions controlled by Russian-backed rebels since 2014. Many living in the area fear assaults by Ukrainian forces. Russia has granted passports to more than 500,000 people in the territories. Vododatsky said the recruits would serve in Russia, but that leaves open the option that they could join any future invasion force. I'm Karen Shamas.
Russia also says it will relocate naval exercises off the coast of Ireland after Dublin raised concerns about them amid the tense dispute with the West over expansion of the NATO alliance and fears that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine. The February 3rd through 8th exercises were to be held about 240 kilometers off southwestern Ireland in international waters, but within Ireland's exclusive economic zone. The Irish Foreign Minister, Simon Coveney, this week objected to the war games, saying that this is not a time to increase military activity and tension. Russia's embassy in Ireland on Saturday posted a letter on Facebook from the ambassador saying the exercises would be relocated outside of the Irish economic zone with the aim not to hinder fishing. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea has fired what appears to be the most powerful missile it has tested since U.S. President Joe Biden took office, as it revives its old playbook and brinksmanship to wrest concessions from Washington and neighbors amid a prolonged stalemate in diplomacy. Japanese officials say the missile, based on their initial assessment of its flight path, potentially reached a maximum altitude of 2,000 kilometers and traveled 800 kilometers before landing in the sea. The flight details suggest that the North tested its longest-range ballistic missile since 2017, when it flight-tested three intercontinental-range ballistic missiles that demonstrated the potential range to reach deep into the American homeland. UN experts say in a new report that nearly 2,000 children recruited by Yemen's Houthi rebels died on the battlefield between January of 2020 and May of 2021, and the Iranian-backed rebels continue to hold camps and courses encouraging youngsters to fight. In that report circulated Saturday, the experts said that they investigated some summer camps and seven schools and mosques where the Houthis decimated their ideology and sought to recruit children to fight in Yemen's seven-year war. The experts said the children are instructed to shout the Houthi slogan, "Death to America, Death to Israel, Curse the Jews, Victory to Islam." Russia's daily count of new coronavirus infections has now spiked over 110,000 as a highly contagious Omicron variant spreads through the vast country. The state coronavirus task force reported 113,122 new infections Saturday, an all-time high and a seven-fold increase from earlier in the month when daily case counts were about 15,000. Task force said that 668 more people died of COVID-19, bringing Russia's total fatality count for the pandemic to 330,111. That is by far the highest toll in Europe. Kremlin spokesman told reporters on Friday that it is obvious that this number of infections is higher and possibly much higher because many people don't get tested or have symptoms. Almost 2 feet of snow has fallen in some areas of the northeastern United States amid a fierce winter storm. Wind gusts in Saturday's nor'easter surpassed 70 miles per hour in a few spots in Massachusetts. The wind scoured the ground bare in some places and piled the snow into huge drifts in others. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.